The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome back. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am fine because it's almost autumn and we're up against shorter days, a little colder weather, very colder weather in some parts of the country. How can you keep up your spirits in these days?
I've actually got some practical and cozy ideas to turn your home into a haven, and they don't involve cranking up the thermostat and therefore using more energy. So let me start with a couple of ideas for getting cozy and saving energy. A really simple thing, did you know that cleaning the dirt and dust from your light bulbs can make your home appear 30% brighter?
No, so you don't need to turn on more lights to make the house
brighter. Exactly,
exactly. Nice.
It's just a matter of dusting. And also, don't forget to dust the bug-riddled cover. That's also making your room darker, the cover over your light. And then I would suggest moving on to looking for some sneaky air leaks and sealing them. And the thing about air leaks is they are not just in obvious places like by your windows and doors. You could find gaps by recessed lights, electrical boxes, wall outlets, plumbing lines. And so the simplest thing to do is take a lit incense stick or a scented candle and hold it in front of windows or any places, like I just mentioned, that could be penetrations to the outside. And that way you can identify drafty spots. And plus, you'll be leaving a nice scent behind you.
Sweet.
And then one more cozy energy-saving tip is use a slow cooker. You infuse your home with a nice aroma, and they really don't use a lot of energy. They're more efficient than an electric oven, for instance. They typically use about less energy than a light bulb.
Okay, we're entering cold and flu season, too. So what can you do there to keep things healthy at home?
Couple ideas. You could vacuum when your thermostat is set to fan on. That helps filter the dust that you kick up while you're vacuuming and cleaning. And leave the fan on for about like 15 minutes after you finish vacuuming and switch it back to auto afterward because you don't need to leave the blower on for your heating and cooling system all the time.
Now, of course, you want to change your HVAC filter regularly. They're not supposed to be running all the time. You need to take care of those.
Yes. So monthly, if you have pets or allergies, and at least every 2 to 3 months. I think you could get some indoor plants if you don't already have them or have a lot. They are really amazing at sucking up the VOCs that are in our home, and the VOCs are the vapors that are emitted from household cleaners, paints, dry cleaning, or other synthetic materials. And a couple of really good varieties for keeping the air clean are the Golden Pothos and the Gerbera Daisy. And during fall and winter, our homes are sealed pretty tightly. So, again, the plants are helpful in that regard. And they also increase humidity levels, and that reduces household dust. So I'll have a link to a slideshow of some great indoor plants for cleaning the air at houselogic.com/radio. And if I may, I had one other tip on this score in terms of staying healthy. If you're remodeling and you're already looking for bathroom and kitchen fixtures, consider copper. It's classy, it's homey-looking, and several hospital studies have found that bacteria can only survive on copper for a few minutes, but on stainless steel, they can last for weeks. So it's kind of gross.
Ooh, that's food for thought. What about daylighting?
Yeah, so obviously less natural daylight leads to the winter doldrums, and for some people, even worse, you know, seasonal affective disorder. So when you're preparing your home for winter, just make sure your windows are clean. It seems really simple, but it lets in a lot of natural light, and it's also surprisingly a feel-good task. There was a survey done by the American Clean Institute, and they asked consumers what clean surfaces make them happy, and quote-unquote gleaming windows made the top five, even above a spotless sink. So I thought that said a lot about your windows. And one other thing with your windows, if you have window screens, ditch them for fall and winter. They do trap dirt, and they can just make the home appear darker, both inside and outside.
Yeah, that's a very good tip. One more thing, we've got to go. What you got?
Oh, sure. How about painting your chilly rooms, especially a north-facing wall that doesn't typically get a lot of sunlight? And if you paint them in reds, oranges, and yellows, the obvious warm, cozy colors, they can actually help the room feel warmer. Surprisingly, a Michigan State University study found this out. So, even if it's just a mental thing, it's a great idea.
Hey, anything that works. Thank you, Christina. For more tips about creating a warm and cozy home, visit houselogic.com/radio. You can follow House Logic on Facebook, facebook.com/houselogic. Christina Hoffman, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much. Happy fall.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.